Praise the Lord, everybody. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Let's stand, if you will. Let's sing a little chorus tonight. Glory to His name, A flat. Or wherever you want to put it, it'll be all right. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? What a privilege it is once again to be assembled in the house of the Lord to hear the Word of God. How many of you just love to come to church? Amen. A lot of folks don't see the need, but I'm glad I still see the need. What a privilege. Why don't you turn around and shake somebody's hand tonight? Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Saturday night. I'm singing glory to His name. I'm singing glory to His name. Say praise the Lord. Well, did we have church here Wednesday night, or did we have church? Wasn't the word of the Lord just tremendous? And I know you're looking forward to what the Lord would have for us tonight. I believe we're going to get something good tonight, don't you? If you don't care to stand with me just for a few minutes, we want to look at our prayer request tonight. Certainly glad to have somebody with us in the service tonight. Been absent for a pretty good while, but Brother Jim Maxwell's here in the service with us tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Amen. Certainly glad to have Brother Jim back in service. And he and Sister Linda want to offer this just a word of thanks. They want to thank you for the tremendous support during the time of Brother Jim's accident. So we appreciate all that was done for us. Your prayers have been greatly felt. Healing is still progressing. And he has a ways to go, but we are assured of God's healing touch and Christian love. Brother Jim and Sister Linda Maxwell. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Also tonight, glad to have Brother and Sister Hinkles with us tonight in the service. Sister Natalie's parents, they're here. Sister Natalie, as we know, she is, she's getting ready to make a great transition in her life. And, if we could see and know what she is seeing and getting to experience just in the next few hours, it'd make us all want to go with her. So whatever God has in store, she has won a tremendous battle. Somebody say, I believe it with all my heart. We know that God's still on the throne. As long as there's breath, there's hope. But whatever God chooses, she and all the rest of us, we're good with that. And her parents, I know they're good with that also tonight. So we just want to certainly continue to remember Sister Natalie, that family in prayer, that the Lord would just be mindful of them, just wrap them in His arms, Brother Terry, and just hold them real, real tight. I believe they can experience a peace that nobody else can give them through the Lord. Don't you? So we just want to welcome those folks to the service tonight and continue to pray for Sister Natalie and her family. We want to remember the Elmo James family in prayer. He passed away yesterday. This is Sister Maria Sponcia's uncle. The family certainly needs our prayers during this time, so we want to pray for that family as they go through this time of their life. I want to remember Sister Maggie Davidson from Arkansas. She called to thank everyone for praying for her during her recent health issues that she was battling. The doctors gave her a clean bill of health and are amazed at how well she is doing. To God be the glory. And they're just asking, we just continue to pray that God will get the glory for her. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Reese wants to thank the Lord for healing his arm. Had an injury and the Lord just brought healing to him, and he wants to thank the Lord for that. Here's an unspoken prayer request, very urgent, the Lord knows all about. I want to remember Sister Aretha Cato. She fell, not able to walk. Let's pray for that need tonight as we pray for our sister. I want to remember Sister Shirley Lawson. She's in the Bristol Medical Center having a CT scan due to severe pain. Don't know what's going on there, but we just commit her to the Lord. Believe that God's able to help our sister. Please pray for my dad, Cecil Cobb. He will be having surgery next week to remove a blockage from his carotid artery in his neck. Thank you. Elaine Short sends that in, so let's remember that need tonight. Sister Lisa Roncalli wants us to remember Jason in prayer, that he will find employment, be the will of the Lord. So let's just pray for that need tonight, that God would help them. Request prayer for Sister Gerald, Sister Donna. Both need healing in their bodies tonight. Pray for those folks. As we pray, Suzette Gilbert, an unspoken, urgent request for her. The Lord knows all about that need. Whatever it would be, we'll just commit it all unto the Lord. If you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this assembly to pray about, how many of you know that we're serving a God that's bigger than all of our problems, bigger than all of our troubles? God is greater than anything that we're experiencing. We just commit it all unto His hands. Let's sing that little chorus one more time. Glory to His name. Somebody say glory, glory to His name. Amen. I'm singing glory to His name. I'm singing glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. One more time. Singing glory to His name. We're singing glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Brother Rob Weber, come tonight if you would. Lead us to the Lord. Let's invite the presence of our Lord into this service. Commit all these needs into the hands of our Almighty God. Brother Rob, God bless you tonight.
God bless you. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we come to you and ask you to have the preeminence in this service, Lord, we're so thankful as we invite you to come. And we ask you to have your way this day, Lord. Break the bread of life for our benefit, Lord, I pray. Help us to have communion with you, I pray. And we take these prayer requests to you in faith, believing that you'll have them work out according to your will and not ours, Lord. Let us lay our will down as we pick you up and glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, for the glory that you share with us, Lord, and what is to come. I pray, Lord, that you just have your will in our lives in these prayer requests and grant us all revelation, Lord, this night. Let the scripture be fulfilled in our ears that we can see you made alive coming out of the pages of the scripture, Lord, I pray. Help us to be obedient unto the faith, Lord, that was once delivered to the saints. And I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome all of you. Glad to have you here. Those that are streaming the services, may God richly bless those folks as well. Let me make an announcement real quickly while they're receiving your offering tonight. The deadline is Monday. Last days to sign up for the married dinner this coming Friday at 7 p.m. Please sign up over in the library. So if you're planning on attending that, you need to sign up over in the library. So don't forget that. Let's sing a song unto the Lord tonight. How many of you going to participate with me? Amen. Let's going to sing and worship the Lord. Let's sing a song, I Shall Not Be Moved. I'm glad that we are standing on a rock that is unmovable, aren't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it tonight. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Oh, now I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, in His love I'm hiding. Oh, just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Lord, I shall not be, I shall not be, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Well, if I trust Him ever, He will fail me never. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. No, I shall not be. Oh, I shall not. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. On His word I'm feeding. Oh, He's the one that's leading. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not. Like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Oh, come and go with me up to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me up to my Father's house, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, now come and go with me. Oh, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, King Jesus will be there. Yes, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, King Jesus will be there. Oh, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, oh, to my Father's house. Oh, come and go with me, where there's peace, peace, peace. Oh, He abides. He abides. Oh, hallelujah. He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Yes, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with. Oh, aren't you glad about it? He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for the Comforter tonight? Aren't you glad He abides with you? This little course has been on my mind all day, and I don't know if you've ever heard it. Some of you older folks, I'm sure will. I don't even know what key we'll do it in. But have you ever heard that old song, "I'm homesick for heaven, I've got a longing to go"? Let's see if we can do just a little bit of that. Give me that key again. It's maybe wrong, but we'll get it right if it's wrong, okay? Well, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world. I'm homesick for heaven, I've got a longing to go. Yes, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go. Oh, to a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble, Brother Terry, in this world below. Lord, I'm homesick for heaven. We've got a longing. Oh, sing it with me now. Yes, I've got a longing. I'm homesick to go. Oh, to a land without heartaches, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. Lord, I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing. Yeah, we're going to sing this for Sister Natalie tonight, because I believe this is her desire. She's got a longing to get to that other side, just like the rest of us. She perhaps will get there a little bit sooner to see our loved ones. But by and by one, if the rapture don't get us, we're going to get to that place. Something we've labored for, something we've looked for, something we've heard about all of our lives. Well, I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go, oh, to a land where
There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. You love Him with all your heart. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God forevermore. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, let's lift His name up tonight, church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I've got a longing. Lord, I'm homesick to go. Oh, to a land without heartaches, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. Oh, I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a Somebody say praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. I'm going to try to work a couple of songs in. Sister Lisa Riddlebaugh has a song. Sister Lisa Cutts is going to play the piano for us. She'll come get ready to sing for us. Then Sister Tamika, she has a song. And we'll go right on into the service. Brother Robert Marrero from New York City is going to be ministering for you tonight. I've seen him eat. I've heard him sing. But we've never heard him preach. And we're looking forward to that tonight, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's enjoy our singers. Give them a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you.
Forget the way life used to be. was a prisoner to the sin that held me bound. I spend my days poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I had found, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of His touch. So now I'm giving back to Him all the praise He's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love Him so much. I'm going to pour my praise on Him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. His feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night He found me. You did not feel what I felt when He wrapped His love.
Darkness.
to save us. From the cross he built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts, there is still a war that rages, that makes the sacrifice so hard to see.
Aren't you glad mercy said no? Hallelujah. When Satan was so determined to destroy us and annihilate us, mercy said, no, not this one. It's mine. Praise be to God. Let's just invite Brother Robert, if he'll come right now where the presence of God is so wonderful. Let's just open our hearts to the Word tonight. Brother Robert Marrero is no stranger here among us, but we certainly just appreciate our brother coming by. He's been by so many times, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to have him preach tonight. So let's just open our hearts to the Lord.
God bless you, saints. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be redeemed.
Amen.
It's good to be members of the bride.
Amen.
Do you all have the qualification? Man, everybody got quiet. You know what I do when the people get quiet in my church? The elders, they get quiet. Well, I have a bunch of young people. And I'm going to practice that tonight. How many young people Happy Valley Church has? Raise your hand, the young people. Could you holler amen hard? No. No amens? Well, let's have the brothers in the audio then. Holler the amens. So when the elders doesn't say amen, I say, and the young people said and everybody say, amen. So we're going to practice that tonight. Oh, glory. The qualification. Do you believe that word? Are you born again? Then if you're born again, you are going to understand the language of the preacher. Those that are not born again does not understand it. So this is why they criticize it. They attack it. Amen. But the true seed of God don't attack the word. They will amen it. Every church service. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad to be here. I'm sorry, preaching already quick. Amen. I'm happy to be here. I started my journey from Elizabeth, New Jersey, all the way up to Jeffersonville, and end up in Happy Valley. I told Brother Oscar on Wednesday night, after we came out of the Brandon Tabernacle, I said, I got to head home to Happy Valley now. This is my second home. Amen. I love you all. Many of the ministers that preach in my church, I think most of the only ones that does preach in my church are those that come to Happy Valley. You know why? I'm very strict with my pulpit. And every man of God should be strict. A year and a half back, something happened in a division in my church because of preachers without the Holy Ghost. Now, when you're going to preach in my church, I look for two qualifications. One is I do a message background. Second of all, I make sure that you have the Holy Ghost. He said, Brother Robert, how could you do that? I observe your life. So this is why Brother Terry Horn, preaching my church, Amos Kutz, Joe Hara, that's my team. You know, when I got in, I'm going to read the scripture in a minute. You let me go out. I'll talk you to death. When I came in on Thursday, well, we had a little gang meeting up in the hotel. With Brother Joe Harrow, Brother Linio. I bought my coffee maker and grinder for coffee beans that I usually carry with me. And instead of them giving me coffee, I was giving them coffee. Could you imagine that? Anyway, it's good to be here. And I bring greetings from my church, my family, my father, and many other saints there. And they kind of are sick for me to go back home soon. They misses me. I have a real good church there. Maybe a little small one, but I love them and they love me. And they're people that love the word. Amen. And the way I preach, amen, and they just amen the word anyway. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get into the word of the Lord. I don't want to keep you standing and get you tired. Amen. Let's read over in the book of Matthew. Thank you. Am I going to get it back?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just making sure. Glory. Amen. It's good to see Brother Horn and many of the ministers. Thank you, sir. And Brother Amos and Brother Joe Hara. Real humble servants of God. Brother Linio, that's his second home. Amen. Matthew 13:15. The word of the Lord says like this. For the people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I shall heal them. First of all, we know that Brother Brandon said, the believer hears with his heart. Now, if you're not converted, how can you accept the word? You say you could not accept the word of God unless you're born again. I don't care how long of a time, 20 years you go into the message, you belong in the message. Listen, if you're not born again, you will never accept this word the way it is. You're going to do something to change it. And nobody can change the mind of Christ. And when you're converted, you have the mind of Christ. Because the Holy Ghost, when it comes into your life, Brother Brennan said, it converts your heart and your mind. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The 16th verse said, but blessed are ye eyes, for they see, and your ears that they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And Happy Valley said,
amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Most gracious Heavenly Father, help us tonight, God. Give us divine inspiration of your word, Father. Because we know that Brother Brennan had mentioned in the word. He said, unless that you are converted, you cannot understand this word. You cannot understand the message of the hour. Unless you're born again, you can never live this message, God. Because this message is God, and God is a holy God. Hallelujah. Father, give us of your grace. Take control of my lips. Take control of my mind. Take control of my heart, Father. May always be your word, Father, coming forth out of my lips, Father. Anoint my soul, Father, because we need the anointed. We need you to make this word alive to us, Father. Because we know that Brother Brandon said that the Bible and this message is just dead letters unless God quicken it to us, Father. We need the quickening power tonight. We need God to come in here tonight, Father. Help us, God, tonight. Change our ways, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated, Bride. It's good to be here. Amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie, for the confidence of letting me preach from his pulpit. Amen. Today, in the day that we are living in, unfortunately, it's sad to say, you cannot trust everybody. This is why many people take it as a joke. My church has been attacked many times by different preachers. And this is why I took the decision, and I told my trusty board, I said, nobody's going to come in here unless I do a message background on them. And a message background is, make sure that you're preaching the message right and you got the right revelation. Amen. But to have the right revelation, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Sitting there in Jeffersonville, standing at the Ohio River, I was telling Brother Donnie that I started to think. My tears started to come out of my eyes. I said, Lord, what has people done with this message? This message produced Jesus Christ. This message produced perfect love. Hallelujah. This message is God. What we have done with this message. Hallelujah. Today when you walk around different churches and this message is how big or how little he is. Let me tell you something, church. I don't belong to no cliques and no clans. Amen. I say there in my little corner church, I let all the punches come towards me. That's just fine. That doesn't hurt me. Hallelujah. Long as that I know that I'm preaching this message the way it is, I don't care what people say. Hallelujah. I'm not going to bow my knees to any man and say, I'm sorry that I preached this way. I'm sorry that I said that and offended you. Nah, listen, Mr. Devil, you better get the Holy Ghost or you ain't going on that rapture. I'm sorry, you better get the Holy Ghost. Because this word does not offend me. This word changes me. It makes me a different man. It makes me want to come to church and not stay home hearing tapes. Brother Amos, I want to get in a lot of trouble. It doesn't matter. Nobody is going to save me. Salvation is individual. God is going to judge me for what I say. And he's going to judge you for not accepting the word of the hour. But unless you're converted, you can never see this word. Hallelujah. You can never serve God the way you're supposed to serve him. Now, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, the preacher is preaching a hard message. Oh, why did he say that? Because of me. No, the preacher doesn't say nothing because of you. It's God saying something. One day I was preaching, and somebody from my church said after the service, he said, Brother Robert, you preach all my life. I said, well, praise the Lord. Brother Oscar, where you at? Could you raise your hand a minute? He's all the way back there. He's a humble brother. The other day, as I was preaching, and I know I was preaching a hard sermon. And Brother Oscar, when he came out of the church, you could see the difference of somebody that is eating the word. From somebody that just spit it out and say, that's not for me. Brother Oscar came out with a smile to me. He shaved my hand. He said, man, the Lord took down all my teeth from my mouth. He knocked every single teeth out of my mouth. You see, the Lord did it. It's not Brother Robert. It's not Brother Reagan. It's not Brother Horn, Brother Amos, Brother Joe, Brother Darrell. Listen to me. Many men think that they themselves are the gift. Well, let me tell you something. Brother Robert, without the Holy Ghost, couldn't preach this message. The gift. You are not the ability. No man in this message is the ability. The ability is the Holy Ghost. The gift is the Holy Ghost. It's not you, the ability. It's not the man. It's not the flesh. It's God that got to do the work. And if God is not in your life, you're nothing. This is why we have a lot of unconverted preachers behind the pulpits. Preaching. Everybody today want to be pastor. Well, I told Brother Donnie how I got voted in. I was forced to it. Because if they called me to a meeting, I would have said no. I came out of the back study room and the former pastor said, well, how many want Brother Robert to be the pastor? The whole church raised up their hand. Me. Okay, you're in. And he went sit down. If you give me a choice, I would have said no. Why everybody want to be preachers and pastors? Especially without the Holy Ghost. You see, this is why a man that gets up in the pulpit without the Holy Ghost, he's going to do a mess. He's going to cause divisions. He's going to cause that church to go into the world. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Many prophets, many people, prophets, would have loved to see what you see today. And what we do with the message. As I was standing there, my tear was pouring out of my eyes. I said, Lord, I could just see you talking to your prophet, coming down in the pillar of fire, hallelujah, and talking to your prophet. What a beautiful thing, Lord. And what we have done with this message that produced Christ, we have spit on it, we have taken away from it, we have added to it. Now the message is not pure. Now the message is not God. I mean the message they're preaching. Let's get this clear. Because my message that William Branham preach is pure. It's unadulterated. It has no system. And this message today is where you belong to, or who you belong to, or what, who is your apostle? Well, mine is Jesus Christ. I don't know yours. Hallelujah. Why? Unconverted hearts. If God hasn't called you to preach the word, I suggest you sit down and shut up. Because you're going to do a mess. Look at the mess that we have today. We got prophets popping out from everywhere. And if you don't believe it, you get attacked. My live stream gets attacked every time I preach. That's all right. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Look at this. Brother Bannon said in the message, identify masterpiece of God. Look at what Brother Bannon said here. You got to stay with the word to be bride. So what happened to everybody that got out of the word? Who you are worshiping? Who you are following? Hallelujah. To stay bride, you got to stay in the word. You get out of that word, you're no longer bride. Hallelujah. You got to stay with the word to be bride. If you are in the bride, look what he said. If you are in the bride, you are in the word. Oh, glory. If you are in the bride, you are in the word. So if I claim to be part of that bride, I'm going to stay in that word. And I don't care what anybody say. I'm going to stay with it. I don't care if I get criticized. I don't care if I get left behind. But I'm going to stay with that word. During the years traveling in the States, I lost a lot of friends. I lost all of them. In other churches, in the message that I preached since I was 18 years old, now I'm getting old, 44, I'm not too old. They pack lap me out. I'm not allowed to preach in their churches no more. They say my message is too hard. And I wonder, did the message change? Or did we change? Hallelujah. If you are in the bride, you are in the word. And the word is in you. Hallelujah. And if the word that reflects God through you, Christ, reflects the same God through you. Amen. Amen, he said. So if you are in the word, you're going to be rejected. You're going to be one of the rejects. Come join the club. Amen. Look what Brother Ben said here in the Smyrna church age. It's most evident from the scripture that no man himself can hear God. Ooh. No man of himself can hear God. You all need the new birth. Could somebody say amen? Amen. You need the new birth. Brother Robert needs the new birth to hear the word. How can you be the bride and don't hear the word? How can you be bride and refuse to follow it? You cannot reject it. You cannot reject the message of the hour. Because if you claim to have the Holy Ghost, the word is the Holy Spirit in letter form. Glory to God. It is most evident from the scripture that no man himself can hear God. Look at this. That ability has to be given him of God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. So Brother Robert is not the gift. Neither Brother Horn. Neither Brother Amos. Brother Amos of himself cannot stay focused in the Word without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't. Hallelujah. Every time I go on the preaching, you know what I do? I get on my knees and I say, God, I know every message book is the message. But let me get a hold of the book that somebody in my church needs that message. And I said, God, give me the anointing. And I don't preach a message until I feel the anointing. Because if you just pick up a message, you're giving the people letters. And I don't want to give the people letters. And some people could sit in the congregation and just look at the preacher like, Well, the Lord's coming. Get ready, repent. That ability had to be given by him of God. In Matthew 16:17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee. Oh, wait a minute. So the revelation got to come from God and no man. Flesh and blood cannot reveal this message to you. It got to be my Father that revealed it to each one of you. And unless God reveals it to each one of you, you are lost. You cannot accept this message without the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, Sam. Because your brain is carnal. And the Holy Spirit is not. And unless you get the Holy Ghost, your brain will remain carnal. And you're going to look at the Word in your carnal point of view, not in God's point of view. But my Father, which is in heaven, and Brother Bennett says here, putting these verses together, we see that there is only one group of people. One group of people. And I'm glad I'm one of them. One group of people. He said, and that's a very special group of people. Let me ask you a question tonight, Happy Valley. Could you identify yourself tonight with this word? Come on, them amen should have been louder. Even, nobody want to say amen. You know what? Instead of an amen tape, I have the brothers all the way back there holler amen. And the audio department said, there you go. I'm going to go to the audio department. Brother, let's throw away the amen tapes now. Now we got people to say amen. It's a very special group of people who are able to hear what the Spirit says. Oh, glory! It's a special group of people that's going to hear the message. It's a special group of people that told God, yes, I need a refilling. I need a refilling every time I go to church. Because Brother Brandon did say, you should get a refilling every church service. Let me ask you a question. If you come to church to pound the pulpit, how could you get it? Man, everybody's so quiet, huh? If you come to the church to pound the pulpit, how could you get a refilling? If you punch on the gift, how could it be a blessing to you? Oh, my. Hear what the Spirit say in each age. Look at this. The very special group of people who are able to hear what the Spirit says in each age is one special group that received the revelation of every age. Oh, glory. And who received the revelation of every age? The bride of that age. The bride of that age is the only one that's going to receive it. In Paul's time, it's going to be his bride. Hallelujah. In Arrhenius' time, it's going to be his bride. Hallelujah. In Wesley's time, it's going to be the Wesley, the Pentecostal, right? But in the Laodicean, it's going to be the bride. This is the bride age. Oh, hallelujah. There's going to be a group of people that is going to hear it. And that one is me. Y'all want to join me tonight? Amen. Oh, glory. The flight is about to leave. Oh, glory. One day, the rapture is going to catch many by surprise. I told my church the other day, God has a supersonic quiet plane. The turbines don't sound like American Airlines. Because they did not make those planes perfect. They fall out of the sky. But that supersonic plane, when it's in full speed, is... And all the hypocrites that refuse the message of the age and pound the preachers and pound the pastor and rejected the fivefold ministry and still home hearing tapes, the tapes are going to continue roll and the bride is going to go on the rapture. Oh, glory. It's a supersonic. And it's coming one morning. I don't know if it's going to be a morning or an afternoon. Because everybody debates. It's going to be at 6 o'clock in the morning. I start thinking, what time is in Alaska? What time is in Arizona? So that means, if it's at 6 o'clock, my time, your time, so then the people in Arizona won't make the rapture because they got about 3 hours back. The rapture is going to be universal. There's going to be a meeting in the air. In the sweet, sweet, by and by. But the 10 ministry people won't be there. I got punched, I got hit by those same things. My church got invaded, bombarded, and everything about that preaching against return ministry and all these things. You see, I believe on a man of God on the pulpit. That's the word. The fivefold ministry, who God speaks to? The fivefold ministry. Oh, glory to God. Let me just mention this once again here. The group that can and does and hear what the Spirit says and receive the revelation thereof. Look at this, what Brother Ben said here next. It is a group that is described over in 1 Corinthians 2:6. They are the ones who have the Spirit of God. Do you have the Spirit of God? Do you all have the Spirit of God? Yeah. I'm not going to look. How many reject the message of the hour? Because it's too hard. How many comes to church and say, that's not for me? To reject it is to take on the mark of the beast. You see, a lot of people think they're waiting for the Catholics and all these stuff for the mark of the beast. He said, man, you know what? I'm not going to go with them. I'm not going to be marked. But yeah, I see it and I talk to people. I say, well, That is not really what it meant to say on there on the message. Brother Brennan committed a mistake there. If we're going to accept the word, let's accept it the way it is. If we're going to be believers, let's be genuine believers. Not under a system of man. He said, now, they are the ones that are born of God. They are baptized into the body of Christ. They are the ones that are going to accept it. They are the ones that are baptized into the body of Christ. You, the bride that accept this word, is the one that's going to be baptized into the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. He says like this. They'll be baptized into the body of the Lord. And Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, they are baptized with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are the ones that will make the rapture. Those are the ones that will accept the message of the hour. Let it be church, pre-church, whatever it may be. You know what's the problem? Like I said before, it's because we have a lot of preachers without the Holy Ghost. And according to the message of the hour, you're not even allowed to preach. You are invading a place that you're not supposed to be. Everybody want to be preachers. But all of us are not preachers. Who said that? William Branham. He said, you might not be a preacher, but yet you are one when you preach with your life. But yet, in this message, many of them cannot even preach with their lives. Because they have a spirit of division. They have a spirit of separation. How can you be filled with the Holy Ghost and pass by a brother, and because he doesn't believe what you believe, you will not even shake his hand? Could you imagine if I love Brother Horn? I know that he is a member of this bride. Because Brother Horn believes something differently, I'm not going to shake his hand. Who is the hypocrite? I will be the one. Hallelujah. How can the bride, so-called bride, be filled with the Holy Ghost and not have the same love of Christ? In Christ, there's no division. In Christ, there's no hateness. God is full of love. And if you don't have love, you don't have the Holy Ghost. And if you're not, and if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not converted. Brother Bannon said, to be converted, you need to have the Holy Ghost. You might go to church. You already started in your way. Justification, sanctification. But you're not part of the bride yet. I'm sorry. Until you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. And Brother Brandon said, then when you are sealed, now you're part of that body. Now you're part of the bride. Now you can say, I'm bride. But you don't say like a lot of the prop preachers around this message. Ma, there's people that come to my church hungry for that pulpit. You know why? I preach the message around the world in my youth. And a lot of pastors got angry with me because I went to their churches and I never told them that I was a preacher. And I sat there in the churches when I used to come to visit year after year and I never said that I was a preacher. Somebody say, why did Brother Robert He's a preacher. And the pastor said, he's not a preacher. He said, he's an evangelist. The pastor asked me, are you an evangelist? I said, yeah. He said, why you didn't tell me? He said, because I ain't looking for pulpits. People come to my church and you see them. If you don't give them the pulpit, they get angry. They look at you. They leave the service and don't even shake your hand. They come to the to our church. They look at you. Waiting for you to tell them, come take the pulpit. Call me. Call me to preach. Right now. I like to come to Happy Valley to sit down and shut up. You say, you, Brother Robert? Yeah. I like to learn from other gifts. I don't know it all. I'm not Mr. Know It All. I was raised in a good home. I left school with a 4 or 5 grade of reading level. You know how I learned how to read? I left school for one reason, young people. I want you to listen now. Maybe some of you won't think this way. During the years, I was a reject by many young people on this message. You know why? You know what was the accusation? I was too straight. You know what I used to do when I was 16 years old? I had a closet where you hang clothes. I wanted God so bad in my life, young people, that I took the clothes out of that closet, the hangers, and I made myself an audio room. And I put all Brother Brandon's message all the years all around in that little tiny room with no ventilation. When I used to come from my little job, I used to go into that room just to hear the message of the hour. Sometimes I used to hear a night 2 or 3 tapes completely. And it was hot. I remember I used to put a little fan, but I was happy. I was sweating in that little room, but I had God in my life. What I know today, I learned it. Many years. And yet, I don't know at all. And when I see some of these wise guy preachers that wants to be pastors and evangelists without the Holy Ghost, dividing people and without wife, accusing you of false things because you live a life that's worthy of the gospel. I used to remember going in that room. I sometimes used to come out 10, 11 o'clock at night. Being a young man, one thing I was happy about, young people, I felt the presence of God in my life. God dealt with me all my youth. There were many miracles that God did in my life. But one thing I always wanted in my life is Jesus Christ. One thing I always wanted in my life, it was the Holy Ghost. You know what was my young people activity? Church. You know what was my young people activity? Being around the big adults, hearing the word. Hallelujah. That was my young people activity. Some young people left my church. Because they say, well, there's no young people activity. Well, let me tell you something, young people. I got the best young people activity. It's called the message of the hour. Hallelujah. It gives you joy. It makes you shout. It makes you jump. It makes you run. What more activity you want? Hallelujah. That's the activity that I want. I want the joy of the Lord in my soul, in my heart. I want Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And I never regret it. Let me tell you something, young people. When I started my ministry, I always never wanted to be a preacher. There's a sister one time that came in my church, that was in my church. She's an elder for many years. Know this message since the early 70s. She said, "You look like a preacher, Brother Robert." I got angry at her. I said, "Don't you dare call me a preacher." To me, I found it disrespectful because I thought that that was too sacred for me. One day, sitting, laying down in my bed, in my mama's home. Hallelujah. I got a visitation. A supernatural visitation. I kept on telling God no. God visited me that night. Have you ever seen an earthquake on a bed that wakes you up? I woke up that night. I thought there was an earthquake, but I didn't see the floor shaking. All I saw was my bed shaking. It woke me up. He spoke everything I had in my heart. And he said, "Go tell my people." Those are the rejects around the message. The men filled with the Holy Ghost are the rejects. I'm sorry to say. The men that don't claim to be nothing, those are the rejects around this message. It's good. I'm not a big man. I'm a small man. I miss the nobody. Hallelujah. Now, listen to what Brother Brandon said here. Faith once delivers to the saints. I'm watching my time because I got the habit in my church passing the time. Amen. Well, there, I could do that. Last week, 2 weeks back, Brother Oscar, on a Wednesday, I usually preach to, actually, we start a little bit late because the people that I work, we start. And I was supposed to be out of the pulpit really by 9:30. And when I look, it was 10. And I say, "Oh," I asked my church, "If y'all want to throw me out, that's just fine." Everybody laugh. Everybody say, "Continue on, continue on." What church tells their pastor that? Well, my church does. You know why? I'm proud to be their pastor. I could say publicly, I'm proud to be their pastor. I have real saint in my church. I'm sorry. I just got to say it. I got to give them credit. And people that love the word. And they pull that word out of you. Small church. A little minority church. Amen. Brother Ben says here. And when you are born of the Spirit of God, you become sons of God. When you are born of the Spirit of God, you are sons of God. You know why? Only a born again will follow the message of the hour. Only the born again respond to that word. Only the born again will live the message of the hour. Oh, glory to God. Only the born again, you are going to see the reflection of the word. The word said that we should be written epistle right of all man. But only the born again could do that. Not just any person that walks up. Oh, you know what? I really don't like it. And I did criticize this one time. I really hate to see people walk up into the altar or into the church chewing gum. It really used to tick me off. But the man said, "When you come in to repent, throw that gum out." You know what it is? There's a lot of drive conversion. Brother Bannon said, "God want to see wet ones. Tears in your eyes. Saying, 'God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your amazing grace. Thank you, God, that you saved me. Thank you that you have me in your mind.'" Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory. He said, and when you're born again, you become a son of God and a daughter of God. Look at this. And without that, you just belong to church. How many are born again? How many belongs to church? You see, I don't want to belong to church. I want to eat of the pie that God has for me. I want that word that God has for me. I want that big meal that God has for me. Oh, glory. Because God is the only one that knows how to season it. And when God seasons it, He seasons it right. Oh, glory. There are a lot of preachers around this message that try to season the word. I'm just satisfied. God just put the enough salt in the season that I like. Just leave it the way it is. I like it the way it is. I like when the message scorns me, kicks me, beats me. You mean, Brother Robert, you're a pastor and the message beats you? I'm the first one that get beat up. The preachers are not to take the glory away from God. He's not the... the perfect, and the message is for you. Well, I had a prophet that said that it starts from the pulpit all the way down to the pew. The first one that you have the Holy Ghost is your pastor. Oh, glory. The man that's behind the pulpit, you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How can you lead our people without the Holy Ghost? I can never see that. I can never see that. It'll lead them into a confusion, into a state of confusion. They will never see God. First of all, if he don't have God in his life, how can he give God? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. You all right, Brother Linneal? I need coffee, Brother Linneal. After church, you could come over to the hotel. We'll blend some. Don't tell nothing to Brother Joe Harrah. I can't percolate without that coffee. Glory to God. Listen to this. Without that, you just belong to church then. But when you are born again, you belong to Christ. Then, so if you're not born again, my question it is tonight, who are you worshiping? Who are you praising? Who are you adoring? Who are you serving? Let me ask you a question tonight, Happy Valley. I always give this question to my church. Why do you come to church? Everybody's so quiet, right? Why do you come to church? You want my response? One, he's my love. Two, I can't live without him. Three, I'm part of him. Four, I'm going on the rapture. Five, he's my king. Oh, you want me to continue on? Why you come to church for? Well, I don't want nobody to criticize me. You know that stuck up preacher that we have? He always preaching on us. Somebody that left from my church said, you know, Brother Robert, he's always beating everybody in the head. But I'm going to reveal something to you today. Brother Robert doesn't beat up nobody in the head. The Holy Ghost beats you in the head. He scorns you. He says, my son, Terry Horn, wake up. Because the devil is right next to you. He says, run to church. The devil is next to you. Find God. The devil is next to you. Surrender your soul. The devil is waiting for you to give him that opportunity. To take control all over your body. And Brother Brandon said, somebody that don't have not received the Holy Ghost and get clean, what happened? The devil comes in with all his friends, his neighbors, and all his little habits. So when you try to come back to God, it'll be very hard. First of all, you'll be the first criticizer in the church. Because those little demons inside of you are being bothered what the preacher is saying. And yet, there's a lot of people that have not the Holy Ghost. They got those little demons still inside their lives. And when they come to church, oh, why that heart preaching? Why that preacher that way? Why the preacher's got to act that way? Well, it ain't the preacher really acting that way. It's just the gift. And the preacher is not the gift. It's the Holy Ghost in the preacher giving him the ability and telling them what to say. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Man, I'm about to close. In 5 minutes, I think I'm passing my time. Amen. I try to be a gentleman. Amen. Somebody from my church that loves me kidding around on the phone, he said, be a gentleman now, Brother Robert. That's just fine. Just give me a little bit now. Amen. I told my church the other day, give me 5 Mexican minutes. Usually Mexicans say, that means later on, it means tomorrow. So when I say, just give me 5 Mexican minutes and half an hour already passed. And everybody was just laughing. Amen. Glory to God. Let me just mention something here. Quickly, and we'll close here. And they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Then what happens? I'm reading to you out of the Word became flesh. And they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Then the human element goes out. You know what's the problem? We got a lot of carnal minds. And while your mind doesn't get converted, you're still the same person. When the Holy Ghost comes into your heart, according to the prophet, it converts your soul, your heart, your mouth, your ear. It controls your senses. This is why we need that sixth sense. We need that sixth sense in function to control us. Why? Because many a time, when we don't have the Holy Ghost, we become a bunch of wise guys. And we think that we know it all. And then we want to teach the pastor what to say. Oh, man. I hope I get accepted by all of you after that. Amen. Well, closing with this. In 1 American minute, not Mexican. Amen. Not mañana, today. He said, then the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy. That's what we need. We need God to fill the vacancy that we got in our lives. Because many times we go to church and we come to church and we're empty hearted. And we need God. And sometimes we're out of attitude. We cannot get God. I'm sorry to say that. You need to come with a contrite heart. You need to come with a humble spirit. If you want God in your life, remember what Brother Brandon said. The Holy Spirit is a fighter, right? No. He said the Holy Spirit is timid. Somebody said, well, I'm born again. I look at that person knowing the life that he lived. And my heart says, you're right. The Holy Spirit is not rude. The Holy Spirit is tender. The Holy Spirit is God. All that God is, you're supposed to be. And then if you claim to have the Holy Ghost and you're not even tender-hearted towards your brothers, how can you have the Holy Ghost? You see, this is what I mean, that you cannot live this word without the Holy Ghost. And Happy Valley said,
amen.
I'm going to close here. If you leave me, I'll preach to you till the morning. I'm not even at a little quarter of my note. But it's good to stop and be a gentleman. And every place I go, I try to be one. You know why? I got God in my life. And I believe in respecting the bride. I believe in preaching the word. That doesn't mean I'm not going to preach to you the word. But I believe that every minister that's filled with the Holy Ghost should be a gentleman. Amen. That's how you know you got God in your life. When you put it in practice. God bless you. It's an honor to be here tonight. I really love this church. I see all of you as my family. One thing I'm going to tell you tonight, love one another. Never, ever, ever let a spirit of division come amongst you. You know why? You cannot have the Holy Ghost like that in here. If you don't respect the gift of God, that God put it in this place, Brother Ben said, you can never get nothing out of God. How can you get a blessing when you respect the gift? Respect one another. Love one another. Remember, this church has the truth. And everybody should say amen, because I know you have the truth. Because I stream the services. And sometimes, when all of you don't say amen, I'm over there yelling out. Amen, that's it. Preach it, Brother Dudley, preach it. And sometimes I say, when I look, I say, why is Happy Valley so quiet? You know that computer's got a volume and you can hear? And so one time I went, really, I ain't kidding you. I said, Happy Valley, scream out, amen. What happened? What's going on? I love you all. God bless you. We're there in New York. And I want to thank most of you. That's on my Facebook. During the years, I really enjoy having the fellowship with you all. And anytime any of you, like Brother Horn and Brother Amos, have passed by New York, I'll be there to take you on the tour. I want you to know, in closing here, that Brother Linio is from the house. Brother Linio goes there. Brother Amos, Sister Lisa has stood in my home. Brother Amos and Brother Linio fights for the recliner in my home. I didn't want to let that go. Sometime when Brother Linio's coming, Brother Amos emails and he tells Brother Linio, don't touch my seat. And Brother Linio tests him back. Sometime when he's coming, he says, keep away from my seat. And unfortunately, I got a problem now, because sometime I joke with Brother Darryl. Brother Darryl's not in the building. No, he's probably out preaching somewhere. Brother Darryl, sometimes I joke with him and I take him on a tour and I sing to him on a loud voice, like Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. And every time he goes there, now he wants me to sing New York, New York. God bless you. Love you all.
This world who are willing to stand for his truth. Now, Brother Robert didn't go into a lot of the details and a lot of things that they have went through and suffered, and even some of the things that he went through this week. But I can tell you that this brother has really suffered for the cause of the gospel. It's not just been necessarily from people outside either, but within our own ranks. So I appreciate people that are willing to be identified with Christ Jesus and for what the Lord Jesus started himself, and they'll die for it if necessary. You believe that? There's people alive tonight that would die for this gospel. I've said it often, having been in China, and I was there when Brother Biscoe was arrested, and they were looking for me and searching for me, trying to find out where I was. And it was quite a scary feeling whenever I was in the motel there having the services and not knowing exactly what to do. Should I leave? Should I go? What should I do? Praying, asking the Lord to help me. And they knock on the door of the room where I was at preaching, and I thought, this is it. I mean, this is it. I'm going, you know, to Shanghai or wherever, Shanglo. But actually, it was the maid who come and turned the bed down. So it didn't make no difference. It still scared the liver out of me. But I thought, I wonder how many message churches in America, Europe, India, wherever they are around the world, how many of them would go to church if they knew the possibility awaited them that they could be arrested and thrown in jail. But you know what? The real bride will go right on. What if you knew once you step outside the door that someone, there'd be police there, there'd be militia, military, whoever, to carry you away, and your only guilt was because you went to church? Would we still come? Would we still gather here in the morning and say, hey, I'm going. I don't care. Let them arrest me. Let them do whatever. I'm going to the house of God. Remember, friends, the prophet said the bride has already proved herself. She did that in the first century. And if need be, she'll do it again. There's people that are persecuted for this gospel. That's right. They love it so much. It's not a way of life. It's not a means or a source of income. It is their life. It is their life. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you tonight. Lord Jesus, for your great word that you've given to us in this day. Thank you, Father, for men of God that are willing to be cast out, to be called all sorts of names, to be treated bad, to be treated evil, even by people who claim they believe this message. But yet, they just go on. They just keep preaching, standing for what's true. They don't become bitter and hateful and mean and contrary. Lord, many of us are talked about and ridiculed, but for many of us, it's our own fault. It's for things that we do or don't do that's wrong, or because of a rotten attitude that we have. But to be persecuted for your sake, and yet to be able to maintain the right spirit, that's what we desire. We don't want to just be criticized for you and hated for you and for the gospel and then develop a militant type of attitude that's so grieving to the Spirit of God. But we always want to be tender, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that people will understand. Help them to see. Lord, that feeling that an individual can have in their heart toward you, there's nothing in this world worth giving that up. We love you tonight, Father. Thank you for Brother Robert, Lord. I pray that you bless him. Bless the church there, dear God. I know they've been through a lot of things, Father. They're really persecuted and stood against and attacked because of certain stands that they have. But may you hold their hands up, Lord. May you strengthen them. May you be with them, Lord God. Help your people around the world, Lord Jesus, we pray. And the saints said, praise God. Let's sing together. There is going to be a meeting in the air. Won't it be something when all the saints of God down through the ages are gathered together? You'll stand there shoulder to shoulder one day by people who had their bodies fed to lions, tied to posts in the Colosseum of Rome. I've stood there in Rome. I've stood in the catacombs. Many of those places where they were persecuted. Stood there in India, where Thomas at first preached. And to think that one day we will rub shoulders behind people like that, or beside people like that, and we think, Lord have mercy. What have I done to stand beside some of those people who were willing, Brother Jack, to give their bodies to be burned? Sisters, not just preachers, but sisters who they would tear their flesh off with lions and tigers. Young children the size of some of our children. Wrap them up in sheepskins. Put them in the Roman Colosseum and turn lions loose on them. And the lions looked at those children as sheep because they wrapped them. And they would have them children to go around, baa, baa, baa. And the children thought that we're playing a game. That's some of our brothers and sisters. Who are we, Brother Tim, that we'll stand beside them that day and look at them and they look at us and we'll think, Lord have mercy. Who am I to stand? But yet on the other hand, you and I are called in the most dreadful, terrible age it's ever been. If you can imagine it, they'll count it an honor to stand by you. Because you come out of this wicked, sinful, terrible day and we were able to make it by the grace of God. Don't you want to make it, friends? Oh, thank God. You know, if we are able tonight to hear the voice of God and hear the Spirit of God as it speaks, you ought to be the happiest person in the world. Because you cannot get that on your own. Only the Holy Ghost can give you that. Let's sing it together. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. And I'm going to be in that home beyond the sky. Never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. God's Son will be that leading one at that meeting in the end again. Oh, there is going to be a such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. Will be that leading one at that meeting in the end.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Service in the morning at 11 o'clock. I think I'll be preaching on the rapture, but I'm not sure what I'm going to title it because the Lord may trick me. I think I've got set it out what I'm going to preach, but you know, you never know. That's all right, Brother Tom. You never know. I may get up in the morning and start downstairs a quarter after nine and him send me in a total different direction and I'll come to church as nervous as I was last Sunday. But boy, did I enjoy it. Did you enjoy it? Oh my. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Robert preached the same thing tonight. Just give it a different title. It's fuel for our flight. The Holy Ghost. God bless you. Go in the presence of God. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. And I'm going to meet you, greet you over there. Yeah. I love you, saints. All my heart. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, 'twill be glorious, I will declare.